Visit our website at BostonBastardBrigade.com for recent news, reviews, podcast episodes, and videos featuring members of the B3 crew.
Become friends with us on MySpace at MySpace.com/BostonBastardBrigade, as well as on Facebook. You can even find our Twitter accounts on our official homepage.
And don't forget to check out our friends at the Electric Sisterhood at ESH.MOBI for another side of news and review, including their own glorious podcast show.
When the sisters are away, the bastards will play. It's time for the Boston Bastard Brigade.
Episode 57, Salt in the Wounds.
Oh, it hurts.
Fuck yeah, it hurts.
Bastards and wenches, please rise for the Boston National Anthem.
For Boston, for Boston, the sky will have revealed. For Boston, take wenches and play. And ever with a right shot as they bump to touch me no more in the market shop. For Boston, for Boston, my glory is over.
Bastards and wenches, you may be seated, and welcome to another episode of the Boston Bastard Brigade. This is Anvil.
This is Blonic.
And right now, King Baby Duck is high as shit.
She's a lot higher than all of us right now.
I mean, not on drugs like most people. He's not doing the drugs.
No, I'm just kidding.
Just because he's up with the powder and shit.
Well, I don't even think there's any powder up there.
Well, if it's as cold as he's talking about, somebody did tell me there's snow up there.
Well, it can snow, but it's not as... All I can say is it's a tidbit nibbly. It's probably just a tidbit nibbly.
Tidbit? I don't know.
Yeah, no, dude. Tip.
Excuse me.
Yeah, lovely.
Thank you. I think I had too much salt on my food.
Yeah, me too. Oh, well, speaking of which, let's talk about the movie Salt.
Really?
Yes.
That's ironic. We're talking about salt on our food and we watched Salt.
Well, we had salt on our fries. Boy, am I parched. Anyways...
But that beer was good.
Well, what did you expect when you were going into this, besides an actual meal?
I thought it would be a documentary on a salt mine.
Yeah, me too. Well, besides the actual trailer, I was like, okay, this is a thing. And why is she saying, like, why did she give up so easily? Or did she kill somebody? Should she do this? And then watching the actual movie, you finally actually see what the fuck is going on.
Well, see, the trailer left me very confused. And watching the movie, I think I got even more confused.
Well, yeah, but it got... Well, getting to the end, you finally started figuring out what the fuck was going on.
Yeah, but until then, I was really confused.
Yeah, exactly. The setup was, it seemed like she was a normal agent. She just seemed to keep on doing her everyday life. She had her husband. But actually kind of started out with her getting her ass beaten to a fucking pulp.
By the North Koreans.
Yeah. Of course. The friendly North Koreans.
Yes, they're always so friendly.
But, in that sense, I guess there was a trade-off for a person that the North Koreans wanted, and the Americans wanted to take her back, or something like that. And, I guess, the husband or something like that finally got everything worked out and got her back. But, yeah, she got pretty fucked up. And then what did it say it was, like 6 months later, almost a year later?
2 years later.
Oh, 2 years later. Okay, that's why she was perfect condition.
Yes. And they actually used some really weird techniques in, the torture. Showing a tube down her throat, pouring water in the stomach.
Well, that was like their version of fucking simulated drowning. I call it like bear bong fucking version.
Yeah, but then they stomped on her gut. That was like, damn.
Well, you gotta throw a curb stomp in there once in a while. It's Angelina Jolie, for fuck's sake. Yeah. She could take it.
I know, we've all seen her in Wanted, we know.
Well, yeah, but that's the whole thing, that her conversion from Wanted to this seemed a little different, but also almost the same, like how her character portrayed herself.
Yeah.
But with that fact, of the matter, I felt that there was some stupid shit that was going on with the movie, like especially when they had the whole chase scene.
Mm-hmm.
The chase scene seemed like her brilliant idea was... Put on these fucking boots that were kind of like
heel
to, I don't know, toe kind of setup, but it wasn't, there was a gap in between. And all I could say is, it's a bad idea to be running in those. I'm surprised she didn't take a couple falls and fuck herself up, like, really badly, because it just seemed that I could only see that happening.
Yes.
With the actual gunplay, what did you feel about the gunplay?
It was actually pretty cool. Some of it was realistic, other parts, no.
Yeah, some of them seemed a little fucking bullshit. I mean, especially for that main agent near the end to miss all those people that they killed.
Yes.
The one girl that goes and sits up going, A-ba-ba-ba-ba-poof. He shoots her right through the chair. Actually, that was a pretty... They did a good job on that one.
Yeah, but you actually see the hole in the chair after. Yeah.
Like, I think we've been hearing really, really good reviews. It's just the only other thing is we're maybe not feeling as good as maybe some of the reviews said. I don't know if that's you, Anvil, or...
Yeah, no.
Because I feel that when I came out of there, I wasn't blown the fuck away, but I was like, wow, that's a pretty good movie, and it had a little twist to it.
Exactly. I would love to have seen a few other things, but... It worked.
I think it's the only issue is that we saw Inception a weekend ago, and it's blown our fucking mind.
No, I didn't really care for Inception.
I thought it blew my mind, and I feel like that is actually at a level that of its own. So, can't really compare right now about that. But it just seems that it did a good job because of the fact it was kind of trying to reignite like a Cold War feeling to it. I mean, I love the fact that they even brought the Lee Harvey Oswald into the fucking thing. That was a pretty fucking cool thing that they did with, you know, trying to make it look like he was, you know...
Former KGB.
Well, he was a defector, but they told him that they didn't want him. They didn't feel, you know, right with him, so they kicked him out. But the concept is that he did spend a couple years there, and I wouldn't be surprised if he was capable of getting brainwashed.
Yeah.
But... The concept of how they had it set up was kind of interesting, of how this one guy was able to brainwash all these kids, and then they were able to put him in. I mean, the story with Evelyn Salt, if you go to see this movie, is going to be a setup where you go, the so-called defector is in the talking room, and they're talking point of, you know, face-to-face, and it goes into the point where they tell, he's like, I want to tell you a little story, and he's like, I don't want to, you know, get a story, blah, blah, blah. And they say about, you know, the blonde-haired, you know, wrestler. And what was the other one? She was kind of...
Chess grand champion.
Yeah, so all I could say is brain power and ability to move fast is what they were going for, and they basically got it. But it is pretty fucked up that they said that the kid had a temperature and then they brought it into the hospital and supposedly died, but it was actually going to the place where they trained him. They did a really good job kind of on that setup, but I wish they could have done a little bit more with showing how they trained. Like, they were just saying, you know, they were showing the fucking Brady Bunch and some other shit, like, ideas about it. But how does that make that kid capable of kicking ass and taking names?
Yeah, I mean, more or less... Killer.
They supposedly said that she had her parents, they got killed in an accident, and then she got brought over to the consulate. So it's like, how the fuck did she get good? I mean, not unless it was pre-recorded in her brain when she went over to America to start taking karate, start doing all this other stuff, because that was on her file when they were screaming through. They were like, yeah, black belt in this, black belt in that. But yeah, it was definitely an interesting movie, I have to say. I could probably, I don't know, as a rating, I could definitely give it a... thumb up and maybe 3/4 of the way up, not like a full 2 thumbs. I feel there's still something more that they could have done with it. But if anybody gives a shit, if they go to see this movie or if they wait until it comes on DVD, it does kind of break it open for another movie, so to say. I felt it was almost like Jason Bourne-ish, like it was going to maybe do one or two more movies after this, but that's it. I don't know if this was actually originally something of a book, because it felt like it was something like Tom Clancy would have wrote, but yeah, altogether I felt it was an okay movie. But like as a, you know, 5-star rating system, definitely like a 4, easily.
Yeah.
So.
I agree.
Anything else you want to say about that, bitch?
Some of the action sequences were awesome. Like she was running and she's jumping from truck to truck. And
yeah, that was pretty impressive.
How she made the little bomb to get away and...
Yeah, what did she use? She used cleaning equipment, cleaning stuff,
fire extinguisher,
a chair,
and a pole.
And everything else in between. It was fucking crazy that she was able to do that little explosion thing that she made. It was an incendiary device or something like that. That was kind of impressive how she was able to get out of the building as well. She was barefoot half the time.
Yeah.
But that just goes to show you that your agents need to be in actual shoes instead of these fucking dressy fucking, you know, heels and shit.
I think they should have taught her how to run better.
Yeah, they definitely, you know, they definitely did. But what do you feel about Angelina Jolie's lips? Are they still sexy, or are they just too fucked up and cracked up?
I think they were still sexy.
I still think that they're a little fucked up. They still need a little work or something like that.
Well, they kept on hitting her in the face, and they kept on getting cut up.
Well, yeah, but I'm just saying, in general, that's how her lips kind of looked when they were wanted. Alright, another movie that we watched the other day, which was Half Past Dead 2, was it?
Yes.
We watched it off Netflix. We're not representing Netflix, but meh, it's a way we can watch the movies. So, yet again, it's set up where you're, they're at Alcatraz.
No.
New Alcatraz or what?
It
was basically the island.
That he went from New Alcatraz over to the new place.
Yeah, he went into like,
I forget what it's
not called. Mississippi, not fucking, whatever, it's an M1. But, no, Illinois, wasn't it?
I don't remember.
Anyways, the whole setup is that they dealt with talking about what happened when it happened at the old prison, which dealt with the Steven Seagal and Ja Rule movie.
Yes.
Half Past Dead 1. So, this one actually takes Corrupt, you know, is he a rapper or some shit?
Yes.
I don't know. Well, the rapper Corrupt, then, he was playing on, you know, he had a whole idea that he wanted to go get transferred to a prison that got him closer to his woman. Slash, the other idea from the first movie where the original bad guy who was going to be put to death had, you know, the money set up where there was gold buried at certain places. The first one was found beforehand, the second one wasn't. So that was the thing. Twitch, as he's called in there, which is Corrupt, figured out that he knows where the other part of the gold was. So if he was able to get over there and then he was able to get paroled, he would be able to find the gold and, you know, be all good in life. Of course, there's two major gangs in the fucking prison. There isn't really, you can't even tell that there is a fucking Nazi group in there. Well, the skinheads. But there's definitely the Spanish and the black,
yeah,
you know, groups. And they're out to fucking get each other, basically. But with that whole setup is that, you know, they're trying to kill each other. And one side of the group is trying to get the fuck out. Like, one had the plan to shoot somebody, which is kind of fucking bizarre because of the fact that they were able to just pull out guns.
Yeah, that part got me.
It really fucking got me because of the fact that when you watch the first one, they had a reason why the guns got in there. This one was just like, I just pulled it out of my belt. Bang, bang, bang. It was built into me. I'm fucking RoboCop. You know, it's like, seriously.
It's like, I smuggled it in my anus.
But the other thing is that our good buddy Goldberg is in this movie as well, and he got blamed for it because of the fact that when the shot went off, it was in the kitchen where he had kitchen duty. And the guy, he goes and disarms the guy, and he has a gun in hand. He's trying to get rid of it, you know, and all they see is him with the gun, which didn't make much sense of why the hell he wanted to just kill everybody, you know, because he was already, like, one of those people that he looked like he was going to get into a fight with somebody earlier, but then they were like, oh yeah, we don't want you to fuck up your good time, do you? He'd be like, fine, I'll fucking take care of you later. So, it felt like, you know, they did a good job with that, but through this whole movie, I felt like it was just trying to get the story out just because they wanted to get it off their fucking, their mind. The person was just like, I put it on script, and we're done. Yay, we're done.
Yeah, exactly.
It seemed like it wasn't that good. It wasn't that good of a setup. But yeah, I definitely have to say that they need to work on this fucking movie if they really wanted to get it up. One thumb up, maybe.
Yeah,
I could give it one thumb up in a star system of fuck. I don't know.
Two and a half,
three, if they're lucky.
I mean, really, I would love to have seen more money put into the movie because they actually had some pretty good acting.
Yeah, they had pretty good actors, but it just seemed that it wasn't up to snuff where they could have made it even better.
Yeah, you know, they could have extended some fight scenes, stuff like that. And I don't think the writer really wanted to do it.
No, I think he was forced, kind of like Rob Zombie was on the second movie.
As you can tell by the beginning, it's like he really wanted to do it, and he was excited about it. And then it's like all of a sudden, he changed his mind, or they wanted him to make it longer or something, and he didn't want to.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I got. But all in all, it wasn't that bad. Like I said, it could have been better acting. Goldberg played a really good, you know, person in this. Liked his role, but
he got in his famous spare. He got, you know, he got his ass kicked a lot, and even in the last fight scene, he got his ass kicked, and then he did the whole come back and kick ass or something like that.
Which everybody knows.
Which has been like done.
Well, it's because it was made famous by Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Oh yeah, that's true.
He made a career.
He's the career at getting his ass beat and then beating somebody's ass.
Exactly. But there's guys like Chris Lieben in the UFC who are the same way. They get their ass whooped, and the more they get hit, the better they get.
Well, yeah, I mean, I feel that I'd be kind of like one of those fighters that if I get hit, I'm going to be like, okay, that fucking hurt. You're going to fucking pay for it. You know, yeah. And then I fucking figure out a way to kick the shit out of you.
Exactly.
Because I'm one of those people that learn how to move, how to, I don't know, I'm one of those people who adapt, basically. But, whatever. I don't know, the movie's alright.
Yeah.
Just one of those things that we find on Netflix that were like, hey, this is one of those straight-to-DVD things, or was it even capable of being put onto DVD? Because it sometimes feels like that, like, they do that a lot, where they create these movies, and they just give them to the movie channel, you know, kind of setups, or Netflix, and you're just able to watch them.
Yeah.
I think another movie I just watched recently, what was it called?
Well, that's a good movie.
Yeah, it was a good movie right off the bat, right there, because I can't remember what it was called. Oh, it was called, not Shooters. There was another one that was, we watched Shooters before, yes, that was another
we've
one.
We've seen Shooters.
But this was, Contract Killers, that's what it's called.
Ooh, doesn't sound good.
It really wasn't. I mean, the girl who was playing the main character was hot, but I felt like I was watching Femme Fatale. You know, like the old, not the old one, but the newer one.
That wasn't any good?
It was alright, but it was with, Romain Stamos, something like that.
Romain Stamos.
Thank you. Yeah, it was with her in that one. This one felt like they tried to have another girl that looked almost like her.
Can't do it.
No, but she did do a good job as a badass, but it just seemed that I didn't know where the movie was going.
Oh, okay.
Like, it starts off with the girl and a guy drinking some wine, eating dinner and all that other stuff, and all of a sudden, everything goes black. Come to find out, somebody poisoned their drink or something like that, and a killer came in and fucked some shit up. But apparently, they called out the cops, and the guy, the husband, was dead in the bed or something like that with the name Lisa carved into his head. I was just like, oh shit, what the fuck does that mean? And they're like, oh, I don't know, somebody knows about Lisa, and she fucking calls out the agency. But what it felt like when she called out the agency was exactly like the Bourne movie.
Okay.
Like, it felt like, you know, that she was an asset, expendable asset. You know, that scene that it was really fucked up like that. But, you know, it was an alright movie. Can only give it maybe thumb 3/4.
Ooh.
Just because, in a star basis, it was a 2.5-er. It just seemed that if they could have got more money into the actual movie. I mean, it was kind of funny because of the fact that the girl went down to I can't remember what country it was, and this white guy was trying to hit on her, and this is what you need to watch out for, Anvil. You man whore.
Shut up.
You man whore. Shut up. No, I'm just kidding. Anyways, what you gotta watch out for is that really hot girl that's walking around. You start trying to hit on her, and somehow you end up back at her hotel room, and she starts trying to offer you money to do a specific thing, like going into a bank and putting in a certain code and acting as somebody that you're not. So yeah, it was definitely interesting that what happened with that whole thing. But at least he got laid.
Hey, there we go. And you say that like it's a bad thing.
Well, he was a British guy, what do you expect?
Well, the Brits, it's harder for them to get laid than anybody.
Well, that's pretty true. Yeah, just another movie to watch. Alright, so why don't we kick it on to sports? What do you feel about sports lately?
Sports? Bunch of games, yeah.
No. You have to talk.
Speak, dog, cow, monkey.
No. Why don't you just say, how now, brown cow, while you're at it?
Potatoes.
Yeah, that too. So, but lately, it's just been kind of fucked up.
Well, last night, you know, the two of us were sitting here watching the Sox game.
Well, drunk. Really drunk. No, I'm just kidding.
So drunk that...
We thought we won.
No. We watched soccer and thought it was football. Wait.
Yeah, that's usually how it is.
No.
God damn it!
So we watched the Sox. We get our asses handed to us 6-1. And we're like, let's go Sox! We can do it! And the Tigers bring their closer, and he walks 3 batters in a row. We're like, let's go Sox! We can do it!
On the 34th pitch.
Yeah, 34th pitch.
The motherfucker.
He throws to Ortiz, who hits a grand slam. We're like, oh my god, Sox, you can actually do it!
Well, actually, what it was is the first one was a foul, and then the 35th pitch was that one. But that was kind of funny that number 34, a.k.a. Poppy, came up to the fucking plate.
With 34, yes.
Yeah, so... Oh!
Then we get another runner on, and then another runner on... We got runners on second and third. Mike Cameron comes up with 2 outs. We're like, oh my god, we stand a chance at winning this. And all of a sudden, Mike Cameron strikes out looking with a ball straight down the pipe.
Yeah. In
the game.
That I would have rather have seen him swinging than...
Yeah, exactly. I give a man credit for at least swinging and missing than completely missing.
Then not even swinging at all. Fuck, exactly. That was goddamn stupid of him.
So, I mean, it's a heartbreak. We're watching the game right now, and we're down 3-0 in the second inning with Daisuke Matsuzaka pitching. So, we'll cover that more. Also, the U.S. team getting ready for the World Championship cut 4 players this week, and Rajon Rondo was not one of them.
Oh.
So, as of right now, Rondo is still on the U.S. team.
Yay! Yay, Rondo.
They'll be cutting 3 more over the next couple weeks, and hopefully he makes the team.
Sure, fucking hope so. But when is that going to come up?
Well, the games aren't until the middle of August, so...
Oh, lovely.
It's like another week or two before all that's finalized. There's been a lot of signings of first-round draft picks. Now that training camp has started, everybody but 1 or 2 have yet to be signed as of this moment. So we'll see where that goes. Along with that, the Boston Bruins re-signed Blake Wheeler to a new deal.
Yay!
And the baseball trade deadline just ended.
Yeah, just ended, like... 45 minutes ago.
Exactly. And as of right now, it looks like we only got rid of Ramon Ramirez, but nobody's really saying what we got for him. But probably he did go to the Giants.
Shit. He didn't get shit.
Yeah, even if we got cash, you know, cash for it.
Yeah, well, cash would be good, but it still doesn't lighten up the load on how much tickets cost.
No, none of it ever does.
They're just like, haha, we got some extra money that we could go and buy some other hooker. I mean, baseball player.
Drugs?
Yes.
Non-steroidal drugs?
Gotta love that cocaine.
Powder.
Come toast.
Here, powder. Oh, and next weekend is, you know, a UFC fight that we will not be watching. Because, unfortunately, the fight card is not good at all, except for one fight.
Yeah, it's always one fight.
Which is, you know, Anderson Silva.
Very true.
But the following, a couple weeks later... will be the first fight coming to Boston, which has a bunch of good fights. There is BJ Penn versus Frankie Edgar 2. There is also Randy Couture versus James Toney, who's a, you know, all-star, you know, boxer. Boston's own Kenny Florian, I don't remember his name for a minute, will also be fighting. So there's a lot of good fights, that one. And in September, there's a lot of good fights because there's one night where both Nagueras will be fighting.
Great, but not they'll be other. Fighting each other.
I would pay to watch that. Usually you do have to pay to watch, but you know what I mean. And the UFC FanCon is coming up in a couple of weeks.
We're hoping we got our passes for that bitch.
Yes, we'll find out in 2 weeks whether or not we will be going. So, there's a lot going on in sports, but still very little.
Well, I mean, let's talk about the Sox here for a second. They've just been kind of on a downward fucking slope for a while.
No, not really.
Well...
Because, you know, they would... They won 50% of their, you know, games on their road trip.
Yeah, but that's the only thing is why does it feel like every time now I'm watching, I'm seeing they've lost again or some other fucking thing? It seems like it's kind of a shit deal.
Yeah.
Like, especially with all the injuries and people coming back from injuries, they're still not able to fucking provide the support that's needed for the pitchers and everything like that.
Well, sometimes the pitcher's going to help, too.
No.
You know, if the pitcher's putting up 6 runs... what are they really expecting?
Yeah, but simple plays and all that other fun shit. I mean, I know sometimes it gets boring out there on the field, but you gotta fucking be able to pay the fuck attention. I mean, seriously. How can you not pay attention? You're getting paid for the fucking play a game.
Yeah. Well, the other...
Fuck, I'd be happy.
I was watching, the other day, and the Angels were trying to make a comeback in the final game of the series, and Bill Hall made a phenomenal diving catch out toward the outfield to end their threat, so... Guys are giving what they can, and then sometimes errors happen.
That, or they gotta stop fighting with their wives at home or some shit.
Or their mistresses, or...
Yeah. How are we feeling about the strike force lately? Like...
There's not really been too much good going on.
Well, the only problem that I have to say is that they need to start putting more fights out. Maybe every weekend would be nice.
For them, yeah.
It would be really nice. It's not this maybe once a month thing. But it feels like it's been once a month.
Well, with them, it is once a month. At least, UFC, certain months you get 2 fights. But with Strikeforce, they're not even putting together good fight cards once a month.
The other thing that they were getting to the people was playing their TV parts on CBS as well. So you could either have watched it on Showtime or watch it on CBS.
Yeah.
So either way, you were going to be able to catch something. But lately, they've been just keeping it on Showtime because I don't think they're getting enough people to watch in the first place to make enough money.
Yeah, well, now they're talking about, like, if Dave Bautista comes to fight, have him fight Bobby Lashley on pay-per-view.
That would be fucking interesting.
It's like, dude, you guys don't do pay-per-view normal. Why? Just because, you get 2 fighters that, look like they're going to be pretty good, you're going to charge people now?
Yeah. Well, what did you think about that article that I was able to show you this morning?
That was actually really interesting.
I mean, a 70-year-old man.
Hey, age is only a number.
Yeah, but it also is, I don't even, I wish they could have said, like, if this guy's had any heart attacks or anything like that, because... it is fucking, it is a dangerous sport, but if this is going to be treated in a funny way, how people can golf basically all their life.
Mm-hmm.
MMA is not one of those things you could do all your fucking life. I mean, you could train, you could work out, you could do all that other stuff, but I'm saying if you're trying to bang while you're fucking 70, 75 years old, that may be going too far.
Well, I think it depends on who he's fighting.
Well, he was fighting an ex-wrestler there that I can't remember his name off of his hand, but he was a 49-year-old fighter.
So it's not like he's fighting a guy our age, that's going to pick him up and throw his head through the wall while his body's still laying on the ground.
Well, that would be funny to see Brock Lesnar versus the 70-year-old man. What the fuck?
Powder.
No.
No, I got the new thing of baby powder. Clean him up.
Yeah, I know. I mean, it is impressive that it was a world record.
Yes.
Not saying that... None of, those Chinese warriors back in the day didn't fight when they were 90 years old or some shit, but...
Doesn't count.
There's no, record keeper to see that happen.
Nah, secret Asian herbs. They keep you from aging.
Right.
So it's not fair.
I call shenanigans.
Jackie Chan's currently 109.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he lies on his birth certificate every year.
That son of a bitch.
Bruce Lee's still alive.
Well, communist China does help with that.
No, but Bruce Lee's really alive at, 300 years old.
Yeah, he would be. Because that bullet just bounced off of him.
That was his son.
The bullet bounced off his son as well. His son is still alive somehow.
No, because he was part American.
Well, yeah, that's true. Americans die a little bit easier with bullet shots.
I still would love to see the report on that one. How do you get shot with a blank and it kills you?
Well, I thought actually it was an actual chambered round. Somebody fucked up.
It was a real chambered round put into a blank gun. But the front loader piece, the gun should have blown up in the shooter's hand. Not actually had the round go through.
Yeah, well, he's dead anyways.
Yes.
No fucking matter for that one.
Making the crow too. Which, I think he was the best crow ever.
Crow 2, yeah. I think Crow 2 was good. Crow 3 was absolute shit.
Yeah, but in Crow 4 1...
was just... Blah.
Yeah. As long as Brandon Lee was in the Crow, I think he did a great job.
Yeah.
He'll never be anything like his father, though. Or Reservoir Dogs.
On to games?
Sure.
Games.
Don't play love games. Women stab.
Well, alright, here's a game that I have to say that I have an issue with. It's called Baby Maker Extreme.
Whoa, wait!
Yeah, I forgot to show it to you. It's actually an Xbox Live arcade game.
This is bullshit. I need to hear about this.
You ever seen one of those games where you launch a cat and you try to, like, yeah, flip them that way, or a chicken or whatever? Think about it this way. You have to pump the triggers on the controller and to get the equalization up, and then you have to tap one of the other buttons really hard in order to get it up really high for the pressure of the woman to shoot the baby out of the vagina and just fucking all the way down the hallway, and you're bouncing off, like, other patients, workers, what? All this other shit. It's a side fucking scroller game, but it was fucking mind-numbing. It was just absolute fucking mind-numbing bullshit. If the king was here, he would be able to, back it up with saying how fucked up the game was. How fucking sick do you have to be to create a game where you launch a baby out of a vajayjay? Yes, well, the vajayjay.
I think that's the second worst game I think I've ever heard of.
What's the first?
It's a game that my friend made me try because he thought it was hilarious. It was a maze game.
Oh, great.
You had to follow, like, without touching the walls through, different levels. Doesn't sound hard, does it?
No, it usually doesn't.
Well, it starts off with you launching out of a penis, and you're the sperm, and you have to make it through levels after level to get to the woman's ovary. So you could, knock her up.
You know what? Speaking of which, what I really noticed lately, when I was playing some of my racing games, the fact of the matter is I think there's some biological thing that's connected with us and racing. Like, we are the ones that hit the egg. Do you understand that? We are the ones that got to the egg, right? In racing, you've got the start and you got the finish line.
Okay.
Finish line is the egg. So these motherfuckers are racing really fast, hitting off each other, slamming off into one another, just to get to the egg.
Hmm.
Do you see the analogy?
Yep.
That's what I feel. I feel that that's one of those goddamn things that was brought back from Aztec fucking things for, like, sex or some shit.
Oh, Lord.
Well, dude, what happens to you if you win? You get a fucking hot girl and some milk.
Yeah, so wow, holy shit.
Fucking insane, eh?
Yes. Well, all right. That's one of that topic. You talk about eggs.
Oh, no.
I'm going to make you laugh. Scientists have proven and finally answered the age-old question. What came first, the chicken or the egg?
Evolution for me.
No, the chicken came first.
Finally.
Which proves the chicken had to evolve.
Thank you.
For one reason.
Why?
Do you know how they proved it?
How?
There was chicken protein in the egg, and the only way the egg could form is with that chicken protein. The chicken had to come first. So thank you. I say atheists are right. There's no God. Right, yes. Here.
Bingo.
Oh.
Too bad we can't have any Christians back yet up or anything.
No.
Christians, all those other things try to say, hey, no, that's wrong. And then us beat the shit out of them.
Hey, you, little Christian boy, do you believe in God? Yes? You're wrong. Evolution.
So anyways, another game that I was playing recently was that actually popped up for demo was Kane & Lynch Dead Man.
Ooh, tell me about that.
Well, Kane & Lynch 2 is definitely another step up. I mean, they definitely did a good job on the video work of, like, how the game, or they're trying to get their way, their projection of what the game is supposed to be. But okay. Gameplay, I have to say, sucks.
Really?
I liked the first one. It was somewhat better with the mobility and how to get your guy behind things. I was trying to get... I think I'm playing Lynch. But in the demo, you put yourself up against the wall, and you're still getting shot. It's like, I know that they've created stuff to have bullets go through, but if I'm in a... like, behind a fucking big-ass fridge, and I'm getting shot still, it just doesn't make any goddamn sense.
Yeah.
I mean, the other thing that is a big thing is when turning to the side and firing, yeah, the running, it was weird. Like, when you're running, it felt like his character was still tilted one way and he was running. Like, I just don't get it. He didn't seem to run properly. So I'm kind of afraid of this game, but I'm going to wait until I get it on Gamefly, maybe, and try it out that way, because then I might feel a lot better about not spending $60 on the fucking game.
Yes.
And feeling like, great, I just wasted my motherfucking time on that one. The other one that just came out recently that I'm actually probably going to do an article on is Hydro Thunder Hurricane, which brings me back to those days of sitting at the fucking Willows playing the old arcade game between Rush, awesome. You know, and Hydro Thunder. I mean, it's so much fun to be able to get back into the boat racing again, because I used to have my other boat racing games like on PS1 and stuff, and it never compared to it because they were actually doing the catamaran boats and stuff like that.
Yep.
Those are cool, but these are cooler.
Yeah.
These ones have fucking rocket engines and shit like that, and if you get the boosted shit, you could fucking end up boosting and flying through the air, do all this other crazy shit that you probably would never be able to do in real boats. The game feels a little kiddish, but it also is adult because of the fact that it's really hot. Like, you have, on some of the races, like the expert races, you have to try wicked hard to win. You have to find the shortcuts. You have to find every fucking way to get through the goddamn level faster than all the robots. When I was playing online, I have fun with the online, because that's the other thing is when you're playing online, you earn the points, and they actually go towards the points that you've earned in the game, which is so much better because the fact is sometimes you can be sitting there mind-numbingly play the game and play online, and all that time you play online, none of the points go to the actual game. So I feel that this is a good game. 1,200 points is kind of pushing it, you motherfuckers. I feel that the game could have been 900 to 800 points easily, not 12. But if you're willing to spend the money on the fucking game, go for it, because it's a really good game if you remember playing that. This makes me want them to go and revive the Rush game. I mean, I know that they put it on a couple of those Xbox, you know, not DVD games, but just games of, like, the old ones that you were able to play, and you'd be able to play the shitty graphics on it and everything like that, and you never updated it. Hydro Thunder. The Hurricane setup has, you know, a better graphics. The water, you know, you're able to see how the water movements are. How it interacts with the water so much better. I mean, when you hit the water, if you hit it wrong, you're fucked. Like, you could crash out. They did a great job. One of the favorite levels that I have to say is the Area 51 level. So you're racing through this level. You've got boats on your ass saying, you know, this is a restricted area, blah, blah, blah. And then you finally get through that part. You get into some of the serious places where you start seeing UFOs and you start getting down into it. And then it gets to the point where you could actually jump through a portal. And it felt like I was back in Half-Life, the game, where, like, they had the alien set up, but I was racing through it. I was waiting to see Gordon Freeman there, but, oh, man. But, yeah, I mean, the race levels are pretty impressive. I'm hoping that there's some add-ons to the games or something like that, because that would be, you know, kind of a treat. I think that would be awesome. And along with that, when you're playing the game, you actually get download stuff, but things that contribute to your avatar, like t-shirts, cool little things that, you know, the avatar can actually play with instead of just being an avatar and not having anything cool. So yeah, definitely worth it. Two thumbs way the fuck up on that game.
So what do we cover next?
I don't know. What else is there
anything
to cover?
Pissing you off?
Well, I don't know. I'm trying to figure that one out. Well, yeah, maybe we should do the second follow-up, because we got some time here.
Alright.
We probably got about 15, 20 more minutes.
Oh, how about when women tell you that, you know, they're into you and then they just disappear?
Well, alright, yeah, sure, that sounds good. Alright, this is...
Part two of Bitching on Women,
women, goddammit, you stupid bastards.
Yes.
I'm being polite, I was going to call you bitches, but I said bastards.
So, me and Blue were over here discussing one day, because he met a nice girl and contacted her, and she's like, I really like you. And then she never called him again, and I had the same thing happen.
Well, I mean, that was the only thing, is maybe that might have been a part of my fault. I don't know, because the fact is I wasn't able to, you know, put myself into the situation as much as I wanted to, because of the fact is money was a big issue that I'm having. And then along with that, it's just the fact that maybe I thought she was maybe a little bit crazy.
Maybe. Well, see, and on my side, I went out with this really nice woman, and you know, we had a great time. I talked to her that night, and she's like, call me tomorrow, you know, I really want to talk to you. Didn't answer, never called back, never texted back, and that was it.
You talking about the kickboxer?
Yes.
Okay. I feel bad for you on that one.
Thank you.
Well, I mean, sometimes shit just don't work out, or otherwise the thought process. I mean, she was, what, 30?
32.
32, and you are, what, 23? So, yes. Yeah, 32, 23, if you switch them around. No. What?
It's only 9 years.
Oh, okay. Only 9 years over here. Anyways.
Hey, I'm very open.
Yes, wicked open.
Hey.
Well, I mean, with women lately, it just seems kind of all complicated. I'm sad to say about going on to POF or Plenty of Shit. I mean, plentyoffish.com. And looking at the selection. I mean, it's not like I'm going to the fucking grocery, you know, shop or trying to be like, yes, I need this specific, you know, food in order to make this great meal. No. It's not like that. It's like I'm trying to find the right one that has something that I can stand. Because that's all relationships are.
Basically
is a setup where you try to do the best you can and find a person that will not annoy the shit out of you.
Yes.
That's basically what you're trying to find, is that equilibrium stage of, yes, she can be this annoying, but if she was to step out this far, then I couldn't fucking stand her and I leave. Which, I've found myself into situations like that beforehand.
Yes.
Believe me, you don't know the person until you get to know the person. It's definitely a time period or time frame setup where you have to watch out what you're doing. If you could get into a relationship and last at least the 6 months before you get into the sack, you're a little bit better off. I think you're so much better. No. Don't listen. No. Don't. No, Anvil, don't cry. I'm just in the concept of thinking that most people have the idea of just hopping in bed nowadays. Believe me, if I was to find the girl tomorrow, I'd be hopping in bed too. But the only problem...
Why tomorrow? Why can't it be today?
I'm not that lucky.
I don't know, if I leave my front door unlocked and go out and I come home to it.
God damn you.
Hey, I'm sorry. But, look at my neighborhood.
But, well, yeah, I mean, you're knee-deep in Spanish women. Anyways.
I can't believe you just said that.
Yeah, well, you are, so shut the fuck up.
And only knee-deep?
Yeah, knee-deep.
I know I'm tall, but, you know, I think it's a little farther than that.
Well, when I walk there, it's fucking at least waist-deep.
Thank you.
Well, this is the whole setup that, to deal with that, they fucking, you know... Well, to go into Plenty of Fish, you know, and try to find the right woman is basically next to nothing. And the whole concept of having to go to, like, a bar setting or something else fucking makes me go crazy. And I think it's just fucking awful. The fact that, you know, trying to find somebody is too fucking complicated.
Yeah, because, you know... You're sitting there and you're looking at their profiles and...
I think the sad one was, as I was reading one, the girl says, well, I just moved here recently, blah, 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 you know, all that bullshit, right? And one of them says that, I found out that the Boston area where it says there's the 4-to-1, you know, margin of women to men. So there's 4 women to every 1 man. I'm like, wait, then how the fuck can I find a girl? You know, in that setup, in order to find a girl... You know, there's the 4-to-1 ratio. It's like, how the fuck... It's just mind-boggling. It's like, how the hell are you supposed to get the whole fucking thing where, you know, yes, in the world, I'm going to be the man that says it. There are more women than men. It's very fucking true. And the other factor is that women outlive men just because of all the other fun bullshit that they put us through.
Yes.
And, I mean, life in general. Yet, the concept that I'm trying to get by here is how the fuck is there so many women that you can't find one that is at least somewhat sane? Or at least hasn't drank the water around here, because I think it's the water. They're fucking crazy.
I just want to find a woman that I can actually have a conversation with. Is that so much to ask, to actually have a conversation with a woman? And not, you know, want to shoot yourself after?
Well, the issue that we have here is that there's certain women that want to talk, but then they don't really give a shit about us after the fact that they talk to us.
Yeah.
There's the ones that want to talk, but that's the whole concept of Plenty of Fish, where I feel that they reel you in, and then they fuck the shit out of you, and then they fuck the shit out of your wallet. Meaning, they like to get you there, and then get the kid, and then go along with it. Okay. Well,
you should,
No, fuck you. I don't have any kids. Anyways.
You're denying all five of them?
I'm denying all five of them. They could, whatever, fuck
even
themselves.
Poor little Guadalupe?
Yes, Guadalupe can fucking die.
Whoa.
Anyways, let's just put it this way. I mean, I've almost gotten railed into one of those relationships, but how sad was it when it was a joke, and I am a jerk because of it.
Yes, I know what you're talking about.
I sent Anvil here the next girl that I was like, this is the girl of your dreams. And he read it, and he was just like, oh my god, because I've done this before. I was just like, dude, I found a girl that was totally for him. And he talked to him, and then it dropped off or some bullshit.
Yeah, we went on a date, but then she couldn't handle me working overnights.
Or the fact that you're that tall or some bullshit.
Oh yes, I was too tall for her.
But this girl was, like, gorgeous, she had brains, at least we believe that she had brains.
Well, I mean, she does, you know, she
it's at some college, she was a nurse or something like that, yep. She was this, she was that, and then, you know, she had a car, she didn't have any kids, but, you know, buyer beware, basically, as I would call it. You have to read their fucking details. You have to.
Yep.
And when we were reading through the details, the fact was, she said, yes, blah, 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 hi, I'm so-and-so. And then she says, I'm pregnant right now. The father is gone, or this and that. She said nothing about a sperm, and she didn't want a sperm.
She's a sperm donor.
Yeah, it was a sperm donor.
She's not
basically
looking for a baby daddy. And she's like, I'm like Bridget Moynihan.
Yeah.
Being left behind by Tom Brady.
Oh, man.
When, if she actually,
if you had to compare that, then it's just fucking bad.
And plus, if she knew the situation, Bridget Moynihan dumped Tom Brady and made him leave. It wasn't his choice.
So, let's just put it this way. It's a real buyer beware. I mean, what was that friend you were talking about?
Which one?
The one that you said went on to, you showed him to POF.
Yep.
He went on to POF. He gets onto it and he finds a chick. Of course, he's too fucking retarded to read the whole goddamn thing. And look at the pictures. And what did he have? She had like seven kids or something like that. He went on a date. Did you say he got laid, too?
No. He didn't get that far.
Okay, because of the fact is
she's like, yeah, you know, I have seven kids, and all their babies' fathers are in their life, as in multiple fathers. It's like, dude.
Fathers, plural, god damn it.
And he just thought the picture was, like, of her family.
Yeah,
like, there was, like, a bunch of other relatives in the picture, too.
Exactly, so it's, like, one of those setups, but she was basically dashiki from fucking, don't walk in South Central with drinking your gin and juice or some shit.
Don't drink your gin.
Yeah, exactly.
In South Central, well, no.
It's gin and juice, I think it is, because right. There's so many different fucking titles, it's not even funny. But you know the movie I'm talking about.
Yeah.
There's dashiki, and she's got, like, six or seven kids, and they don't look anything alike. You got the Black, Asian,
like
Spanish. I mean, exactly. They all just were different kids.
I think they went to an orphanage and just grabbed the, you know, first.
He could have been the next ashtray.
Oh, the next ashtray.
That fucking sucks. It feels that today women have a little bit too much power.
Mm.
Like, they have the capability of saying, yeah, you're going to stick it in me and not take a responsibility. No. My responsibility was putting on the condom. The other responsibilities I were taking was the company breaking the fucking condom. And the
or
other concept is just you not wearing the motherfucking, or either wearing a female condom or otherwise taking the fucking birth control.
Well, female condoms are hilarious. Have you ever seen one?
No, but I was explained how it works and I'm kind of afraid of it.
I have to show you one.
Great. Just great.
One of my exes left one over once.
Still wrapped. Well, I remember in paintball there was a fucking ad for female condoms and it looked weird because it looked like a paintball cut in half.
Well, no. it's bigger.
Yeah.
You know those blue things that they give you to throw up in the hospital?
Yeah.
Picture it shrunk down some and clear.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yep, I'm scared now.
And it's
don't forget, kiddies, you're dental dam too.
It's actually thick plastic too.
Yeah, well,
it's like, how do you feel anything?
Well, apparently it's supposed to be messier. But anyways, I don't know, this whole thing with women lately is just fucking driving me nuts. I mean, the worst fucking aspect of it was that I went to Salem State.
Yeah.
Salem State was like the nail in the coffin for me to have like a relationship altogether, and it's still following me after the fact that I've graduated from the place.
I work overnights. Do you know how hard that is to date? I have Fridays and Saturdays off, and most girls can't handle that.
Well, yeah, that's true, but that's your job, dude. If I could work that, I'd be happy. Then I would be like, fuck it, I don't need a woman.
It's like, hey, I got money.
I got money to run around and do shit.
I can hang out with my friends and pay women to love
me. I can get lots and lots of porn from Amazings. Dude, that's because you live with your mom.
What's that mean?
I don't know.
I pay $1,000 a month to live there.
Who pays whatever else?
My mom and sister.
Oh, okay. Oh, well. Anyways, it's just in the sense that trying to get a relationship around here in Boston is kind of shit lately. And don't let the fucking news trick you around being like, yes, we took a fucking blah, 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 you know, some kind of thing to go, oh, fuck, a census, basically, of how, you know, relationships are going and stuff like that. It's absolute bullshit because they never see the actual aspect of women and women and men and stuff. It's fucking horrible.
I think the one that bothers me is the women are like, oh, you're such a great guy. I want to date a guy like you. You're awesome, but I don't date white guys.
Well, they talk to you in the third person.
Yeah, but that's the part that gets me. I don't date white guys. They want a guy just like me, but I'm white, so I don't count no more.
Well, that just shows how racist they are. I mean,
love everybody equally. I know me and Blue, we don't care what color your skin is. It's all pink underneath. It's the truth.
Yeah, it's pretty true.
I mean, underneath your skin, not...
The one thing I can't stand anymore from the relationships that I've had with Spanish women, I'm done. I'm done with Spanish women.
And then you meet the next one and...
Yeah, I'm gonna fucking kill you. Hey. If you jinx me on finding another Spanish woman, I'm gonna fucking kill you.
You're gonna marry a Spanish woman.
No, I'm not.
She's gonna feed you rice and beans every day.
God damn it, no. Anything but that.
And she's gonna pull on your chalupa.
Well, at least it's a chalupa size. That's at least fair.
No, it's just crusty and crunchy.
Oh, you fucker. I'm not diseased. At least I don't think.
Dude. The test results will be in shortly.
Yeah. Oh, man. But, yeah, they definitely... It feels like, you know, women need to fucking back down on the craziness. They need to.
No, you said
I hate the fucking concept where I'm reading it saying, oh yeah, I very laid back. I don't mind sitting in, you know, one night, a couple nights or something like that a week and watching TV or cuddling or this and that. But then when you read the rest of it, I'm very active. I do sports. I do this. And you're like, how the fuck are you one of those people that sit back and relax and watch a movie or something like that? Because it looks like you got so much time doing other fucking things.
The one that always makes me laugh. Yeah, you know, I love to cuddle and be close and everything. And then you text them, so you like to cuddle? No, don't like to. Well, your profile. Well, that's just to get you to contact me. Well, I love to cuddle. Well, too bad. We're not going to talk anymore.
Yeah.
Batman love to cuddle.
Well, I mean, I'm ready to change my profile title to just, hey, look, if you need a teddy bear, right here. Right here, teddy bear, right here.
Big man wants to cuddle.
I should just take a picture, right? But I should make one of those signs that says teddy bear right here. And just be like, hold it up and just take a picture. And then put it up there.
Cuddling a pillow.
Yeah. Oh, no. What I do is, seeing that I'm so good at doing all the kind of Photoshop shit.
You're cuddling.
Have the pillow. Box. But then what it is just have it set up where it's just like, cut out like an outline and say, you could be here.
Insert you here.
Yeah, insert you here.
We're assholes.
Well, but it's true. It's like, you know, that's the whole thing. I am a wild man. Like, I might seem, you know, the whole proper blah, blah, blah bullshit.
Fuck, right? You, proper.
All right. Well, straight.
Well, I know you, sir.
All right, narrow edge, right? Well, you know me, but if you just met me, like, walking off the street, narrow and yeah, all this other stuff. But the girls have been like, holy shit, you're a fucking wild man or something like that. I'm just like, well.
When I was walking in bed, he is super vanilla.
How the fuck would you know?
I asked Liliana.
Oh, bullshit. Bullshit.
Hey.
Anything she told you was a lie.
So her titties weren't real?
Basically.
Damn. Those things look really, really nice.
Yeah, that's bullshit. Anyways, yeah, it just seems that it's one of those things where you don't get to know the person until you get to know the fucking person. How the fuck...
Do you ever really know somebody?
No, you don't.
I mean, of the opposite sex, because I know everything about you, you know everything about me, because we're like brothers, but...
But I mean, like, let's put it this way, when, you know, like, they don't know what it is to be treated, and there's a lot of guys that don't know how to treat the women.
Mm-hmm.
And we're those guys that know how to treat women. I mean, it's like watching Revenge of the fucking Nerds here. You ever watch Revenge of the Nerds?
Yes,
remember the line that he said, you know, he gets onto the moon bounce, he's wearing the Darth Vader costume, and he's with the girl.
That's an awesome line.
You know, and he goes down on her, and she goes, wait, you've never done that to me. And then, like, he pops up and goes, oh my god, you were doing that? You know, like, yes, we know what we're doing, because we watch, you know, we watch a lot of porn, we figure out what the fuck is going on, so we know how to get you guys happy.
Yeah.
So we're those guys that want to
love you.
Yeah, exactly.
And treat you right.
Exactly. We don't want to treat you like shit. It's just like, most of the girls. I'll sound like a jerk. Anyways, most of the girls basically are asking for it. They are asking for the whole concept of treat me like shit.
Yep.
And you know what? If you want to be treated like shit,
go ahead.
We'll treat you like shit if you want to. But just don't go later saying, why does he treat me like shit? Why does he do this? Why does he do that? Because you trained him to treat you like shit. I mean, how fucking stupid are you?
Mm-hmm.
Very fucking stupid.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Women's. Some people just need to be shot. That's what I have to say. I feel that there's the whole concept that people do the fucking stupidest things when they know they're doing the fucking stupidest thing, and they do it anyways.
Unfortunately, if we went around shooting people that we didn't like, we'd be just like communist Russia.
Well, I was thinking about Hitler, but anyways. I mean, I'm not like saying like, oh yeah, there's a retarded kid, let's kill him. You know, that's what was his concept. He was like, yes, we gotta weed out all the fucked up people. Yeah, well, there's still a fucked up gene within somebody else that might produce another fucked up kid.
Well, so, you know, we're in trouble now.
Basically.
Because we're fucked up.
Yeah, we are fucked up. But it just seems that, you know, I think a lot of girls need to start seeing past, you know, what their true potential is. If they have to take themselves and put them in a ranking setup, like, oh, I'm a 10, you could go fuck yourself, number 10. Because I'd rather take a 6 or a 7, even a 5. Because of the fact is, you know, your 10-ness is just because of the level. And I don't give a shit because of the whole, you know, I mean, I think we had this talk when we saw that goddamn movie with the, you know, She's out of my league. Yeah, exactly.
That was a good movie.
It was a good movie, but it did show that he was basically a 3 in dork, basically.
And she was a 10.
And she was a definite, like, over the scale of 10, basically. Yeah.
But she didn't care. And you know what? I'd rather take the uglier girl that has respect for herself and respects, you know, who she is as a person and respects everybody else over a drop-dead gorgeous woman who won't respect herself, won't respect anybody else.
Yeah, it just doesn't seem right. It doesn't seem that it'd be cool for a girl to be like that.
Yeah, because I think all women should respect themselves first.
That and not wear so much goddamn makeup.
I know.
Well, the other thing I have to say, Anvil probably doesn't agree with this, but I have to say that maybe they should have waited a little bit later to get their tattoos. Just because of the fact that those fucking things are going to fade so much, so easily. It's just like, it's not going to look that good. Well, just hope he's still around for a little while, because those are going to fade.
Not with the ink he uses.
Well, I'm just saying.
Different people use different ink.
Yeah, well, it's very true that people do, you know, use different inks, but I'm just saying that
it depends on how much time you spend in the sun and shit.
Well, yeah, I mean, if you're one of those fucking people that rather spend a day in the sauna or right underneath the crisping sun, yeah, it's going to be gone.
I love to spend a day in the sun, as long as it's, you know, January, February, December.
Yeah, and you're cooking.
Oh, it's nice and chilly cold out, you're on the barbecue.
Yeah, you're keeping warm by the actual, you know, whole setup from the grill.
That's how you know you're a fat guy. Is when you barbecue in the winter with football on.
That's the only way to get, you know, people to come over. Be like, yeah, I'm barbecuing. What? In the middle of fucking January?
It's like, dude, if we get enough people over here, I'll cook in a tank top and shorts. And everybody shows up to watch through the window. Whoosh, good, what are you?
You want a
hot dog? Cheese on that burger. Give me a cold beer.
My balls are shunking into my body.
I need to warm up with a cold beer. Well, I think we should stick a fork in this one.
Yeah, I'm done.
We really covered a lot.
Yeah, but I wish we could have gotten a couple other people in here today to talk. I mean, this is a two-man show. It's kind of hard to be playing tennis back and forth here, but, well, we did pretty good considering.
I'm Serena, your Venus.
Oh, why do I have to be the ugly one?
Because I'm better looking than you.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And I'm stronger.
Oh, yeah.
I'm the better athlete.
Right.
And I have more awards.
You haven't seen my awards.
You haven't
motherfucker.
Seen
them. Anyways.
And I know more famous people.
I don't give a shit about famous people. Famous people suck.
Hey, Serena knows more famous people.
Famous people sucks.
Not all of them.
Well, some of them.
Okay,
because you know they suck. The fucking director's dick. I mean,
oh,
all right, let's kill this bitch right now. And yeah, okay. So what is it? You want to?
Fuck. Email us at thebastards@bostonbastardbrigade.com. Send us your emails, your comments, your suggestions.
Yeah, you can, you know,
email and your hate mail.
Email us separate. Yeah, we'll take hate mail. I wouldn't mind actual hate mail.
If you guys wanted to comment on our women's section especially, go ahead.
Go ahead.
If you're a guy and you want us to talk about women,
you know, find out what we feel about the women and how much we can make fun of them, and we will.
And truthfully, we want to hear from both sides.
Yeah.
I'd love to do a panel one day of men versus women.
I think we got to get some of our female bastards in here and talk.
You so know, I'm talking about a panel,
like a group fucking session here.
Maybe we can do it next month.
Yeah, that'd be true.
At the meeting,
we can well, yeah, them. We're supposed to have a meeting and everything like that too. Next is we're on myspace.com/BostonBastardBrigade. We're also a Bastard Brigade group on Facebook. You can actually go and find us on there. We're still working on trying to get ourselves into a. We put shit up on the website, we'll put it up on there. So people can start acknowledging that we're putting more stuff and cycling it on there. It's just been a pain in the ass to do a lot of stuff because we're actually, we're workers and we do this on the side. So it's kind of hard to, you know, put everything together.
And with so much going on right now that we're trying to keep up with, trying to get into conventions to help you guys out. You know, but we'll figure out more. And don't forget our sisters at the Electric Sisterhood at esh.mobi. Go show them some love and go visit Geek Aggro. Also, go onto our website. You know, there's
yeah, some good well, stuff. We've got some more affiliates that we've just added recently. We've got Japan Files. We've got Game Hounds, Dead Pixel Live, FNGLive.net, Gaming Angels, The Married Games, The Guy with Glasses as well.
Ooh.
We're rubbing elbows with him trying to see if we can get onto his site as well.
That works.
But right at, as of right now, we've got some kind of free publicity on that side of that aspect, and we're hoping to get some help on the other aspect of saying, hey, we're here, we're not queer, we're bastards. Well, except for... never mind.
No.
But it's just in the sense that, yeah, we're trying to get ourselves out there, we're trying to get ourselves noticed, and we're going to try to start doing a lot more video setups, or at least we hope, because I'm kind of getting tired of writing.
And doing some of these interviews, too.
Yes, we're trying to... I'm hoping that we could buy a camera, do some other stuff, so we can actually get, like, visual, like, recording and, you know, be able to put it on the computer, you know, like the fucking split.
Hopefully, if things go well at the FanCon, if we get in, we'll have some interviews with some fighters.
Fuck yeah.
And maybe even some Playboy Playmates.
No.
Yeah.
Gotta get me some of them pictures.
That's what I'm saying.
I need a camera. So, if you want us to start producing more shit, start going on our website. Start giving us the numbers that we need to put up there to get us the money that we need to buy the cameras, to buy the fucking videos, to get ourselves a fucking crew to follow us around. That's what we need.
Yeah.
That and limos with hookers or otherwise.
Strippers!
Just give me my big-ass fucking truck.
Big-ass truck.
Yeah. I'm working on maybe getting, the magnets for the sides of my truck.
Nice.
That say the Boston Bastard Brigade, just because I think that would get us some more people to acknowledge we exist.
Can we go in this as boys have a penis and girls have a vagina?
If you're willing to pay for it, I guess. Yeah, sure.
Sweet! Everybody loves Kindergarten Cop.
Alright, that's it. We're done. Stick
I think I have a tumor. You don't have a tumor!
Yeah.
I think I have a tumor. You don't have a tumor!
Okay, God damn it.
And unfortunately, the kid that said that died of a tumor.
Yeah. Most likely.
No, he did. It's kind of ironic.
Oh, yeah. All right. Well.
This is Anvil.
This is Blowonic.
We are
the Bastards. Why is that doesn't sound so...
There's no echoey.
Yeah, it is a little echoey.
Wait. We have to do it from Kingsway. Avalanche.
Yeah, great. We're all gonna die. All right. Stick a fork in it. Goodbye.
Peace.